It's perfectly acceptable to tell a Mauritanian woman that she's fat. In fact, she's likely to thank you. Fat is where it's at in this West African nation, at least for women. That's because Mauritanian men tend to like their women on the extra large side, and many girls there are being force-fed to get them plump enough to be marriage material. Abigail Howarth's article about the practice appears in last month's issue of Marie Claire. Howarth writes that Mauritanian girls go to fat farms, where the idea is to gain weight.
Every summer, at the beginning of the rainy season, when the dates are ripe, they go to these small desert communities and they have a professional force feeder there who basically spends all her day preparing this food, and it's very rich couscous and dates and peanuts all mashed together. This one village that I went to, they made little balls of couscous, so they just had a huge plate of these little balls of couscous and the girls were just eating them one after another. And they're incredibly sweet. I mean, I tasted them, incredibly rich. So then they eat and then they lie down. They're not supposed to exercise because that burns calories. So they just lie down to digest. And then they start all over again. So four meals a day that take about 2 hours each, or, you know, up to 3 hours.
And this isn't like some pleasant little camp where you just go to eat. I mean, you have a very hideous detail in here about what happens if these girls happen to vomit.
It's definitely not pleasant. I mean, it's a very violent process that the children are being force-fed. And then if they vomit, you know, sometimes they're forced to eat the vomit. And then there's psychological torture as well, that they isolate them if they won't eat and, you know, tell them that thin women are inferior. And these are, you know, young, impressionable girls. And a couple of the girls that I met, they were quite worried about it because they didn't want to be fat, and they didn't really realise the whole ramifications. And they were still talking to me about wanting to be teachers and how much they loved sport. And, you know, it was quite heartbreaking.
And with all this eating, up to 16,000 calories a day, what does the end result actually look like?
Well, I mean, we went there at the beginning of the process. So the young girls that we saw were just beginning to put on weight. But at the end of 3 months, the force feeder was telling us, yes, you know, they should have rolling layers of fat. Their thighs should meet in the middle and they should have stretch marks on their arms. If you can make them so fat that they get stretch marks, that's considered a major sign of beauty.
And this is all because men in Mauritania believe that it's comfortable to cozy up with a woman who's got these layers of fat.
Yes, basically, they have all these sayings there that, like, the glory of a man is measured by the fatness of his woman. And the more space a woman takes up on a man's bed, the more she's worth. These are old sayings in Mauritania.
One thing that you note, Abigail, is that the practice of force feeding in Mauritania was actually dying out until recently when there was a military coup in 2008. That seemed to give this practice a new boost. Explain how that happened.
Well, there were some initiatives. I mean, going back to 2003, the government began to address the problem and had quite a few health initiatives. So people believed it was dying out. And then when there was a coup in 2008, the new government advocated this return to tradition and traditional values. And all these initiatives stopped. And instead of promoting women's health and women's rights, they, you know, sort of wanted women to go back into the family and therefore just continue these traditions, and being fat was one of those. So really the practice just came out into the open again.
What kind of health problems is this leading to in Mauritania for women?
Well, I mean, you know, the usual problems that are associated with obesity, but I think, you know, a more worrying development in the last few years is that instead of force feeding themselves, adult women are turning to drugs to try to put on weight. They're using all sorts of illegal drugs or steroids, animal hormones. And the steroids, for example, they cause bloating and water retention and muscle bulk. And they can have all sorts of negative health effects as well.
Abigail Howarth, Senior International Editor for Marie Claire magazine. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks very much for having me.